On average, cosmetology licensure costs more than $16,000 a year to complete for students graduating on time. However, less than one-third of cosmetology students graduate on time, which increases their debt. Graduates often end up earning around $26,000 a year, which can be less than other jobs that don't require licensing. Senior research analyst at the Institute for Justice, Michael Bednarczyk, says he believes cosmetology licensing helps only cosmetology schools, not students or the public.
Our findings suggest the current system of state cosmetology licensing is a failed model of professional development that mainly serves to transfer wealth from students and taxpayers to cosmetology schools.
Bednarczyk suggests several alternatives that lawmakers should consider.
One alternative would be exempting obviously safe niche cosmetology services. Utah has already done so in several areas, such as natural hair braiding and earlier this year in blow drying. This would free people to enter these fields immediately. Another alternative would be to refocus regulation on what matters, which is safe sanitary practices at the point of service. States already regulate these practices. Meanwhile, cosmetology school also could be made voluntary, as it is in the United Kingdom.
Owner of New Horizon Beauty College, Amy Lowe, believes that there is a good reason for the requirement of state licensing.
I hope that our profession never gets deregulated because there are a lot of health issues, sanitation, disinfection, diseases, disorders that can come from a lot of the services that we offer if proper sanitation, disinfection, proper consultation is not done.
Lowe says that not only are there many safety and health-related information to be learned, but proper techniques and practices to be learned as well. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Casey Taylor.